欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。其实我们在平时说话的时候，不管是说中文还是说英文的时候呢，总会遇到一些尬聊的情况。那么我们今天来就具体讲一下怎么去避免这种尬聊。那么今天呢有四个小技巧，我觉得都非常的实用。这四个小技巧当中呢，包含了 body language， 就包括你的肢体语言，也包括了就是说话的一些思路。不管是说英文还是说中文，其实都是通用的。如果你想和外国人练习口语，或者说是跟他们交朋友，那么今天这期节目呢，真的是非常实用。首先呢是 body language， 就是你的肢体语言了。One, show your hands. Use your hands to acknowledge the other person, whether it's a wave or a handshake to help. This helps the person subconsciously put his or her guard down. Acknowledge 有告知的意思。那么这里呢就是不管你挥手还是握手，其实这个都是表示对对方的一个认可。这种行为呢会让对方下意识呢就把自己的警惕放下， put their guard down. 2. Use softeners before questioning. Softener 软化剂的意思，你说话呢要委婉一些，话有先说。虽然你内心呢可能不想去冒犯别人，但是呢因为你说话的语气，你的语言呢非常的直白直接，可能在无形中呢会被人造成伤害，别人就不愿意跟你讲话了。 For example, instead of asking why would you do that, you can ask what made you do that. Or to make it even more gentle, you can ask what about the situation you were in made you do that. 我们来对比一下这三句话。 Why would you do that? 你怎么会那么做呀？第二句是 what made you do that? 啊，是什么让你就是做出这样的事情呢？第三句是What about the situation you were in made you do that? 就是你当时是怎么样的情况呢会让你做出这样的举动呢？这三句话呢一句比一句委婉，一句比一句呢更能站在他人的立场上去说这句话，那所以必然呢赢得了别人的尊重，别人愿意跟你讲话。而我们相反看第一句 Why would you do that? 你怎么会这么做？就是除了我的语气呢可能会比较夸张之外，但是你看这句话本身呢就是你怎么会这么做，它是就是感觉从自身出发，就是首先我对你不认同，你怎么做出这样就是让我不能理解的事情，是没有站到别人的角度去考虑问题。 3. Create me too moments， 就是要创造这种我也是的这种情景，就是要创造这种共鸣的场景。很多人说我不知道怎么跟外国人交朋友，怎么跟他们聊天，因为我们生活环境不同啊，想想真的是不一样吗？其实呢我们都是吃饭、上学、上班、玩游戏、看电影、玩手机，不都是这样吗？从饮食上说，现在的这个饮食呢已经非常的全球化了，包括我们的文化娱乐，就是包括我们看的电影、听的音乐，其实几乎全球每个人都在听了，你会的歌他可能也会，你看的电影他可能也会。那么这个时候呢我们就有聊天的共鸣点了，所以其实是可以很轻易的 create me too moments， 很轻易的去创造这种共鸣的这种时刻。What most people don't realize is great communicators know how to seek out and create moments that get the other person thinking in their brain, oh my gosh, me too. This helps promote a sense of bonding and openness that creates a space for better communication. 其实我们很多人都没有意识到，就是成功的交流者，这种交流大师呢，他们都懂得如何去寻求跟别人找到共鸣，然后当别人脑袋就是浮现出哎呀我也这样的时候呢，那说明这个交流是很成功的。这点呢其实在跟任何人交流用任何语言的时候呢其实都是通用的。制造共鸣呢会让你们两个人有一种 bond， 有一种连接，心理上的连接，有一种归属感，有一种共鸣感。最后一个技巧呢也非常实用，很多人说着说着没话说了，其实呢有很多话可以说。 4.Communicate your feelings through stories. Practice expressing experiences and feelings through stories. Try to be detailed.
就是要通过故事来表达自己的情感。
Try to be detailed.
就是更加具体一些。
For example, don't just say you had a bad day. Share the specific details on what happened, like who was there, how did you feel when it happened, what do you think caused it?
如果你今天过得不爽，那你不单单要说哎呀我今天可不爽了，你要具体的说你是怎么个不爽，谁让你不爽，然后自然而然呢你的话就多了，然后你通过描述这个故事呢你的情感也可以得到极大程度的一种表达跟宣泄，然后让听的人呢也有共鸣，也有身临其境的感觉。 这四个小技巧是不是非常实用呢？最后呢，我们再听一下刚才说到的所有英文。
One, show your hands. Use your hands to acknowledge the other person, whether it's a wave or a handshake to help. This helps the person subconsciously put his or her guard down. Two, use softeners before questioning. For example, instead of asking, why would you do that? You can ask, what made you do that? Or to make it even more gentle, you can ask,What about the situation you were in made you do that? 3. Create Me Too moments. What most people don't realize is great communicators know how to seek out and create moments that get the other person thinking their brain, oh my gosh, me too. This helps promote a sense of bonding and openness that creates a space for better communication. 4. Communicate your feelings through stories.Practicing expressing experiences and feelings through stories. Try to be detailed. For example, don't just say you had a bad day. Share the specific details on what happened, like who was there, how did you feel when it happened, what do you think caused it?